Okay, welcome to the special report. Mike Adams here. Every administration wants the political enemies to attempt an uprising against it so that the administration in power can claim, oh, it's an insurrection, and then, you know, arrest and round up everybody. That's the opposition. The Democrats did this to Trump and his supporters in 2020, right after the election, you know, leading to January 6th of 2021, where hundreds of thousands of peaceful, mostly peaceful, Trump supporters were simply protesting the rigged election, because it was rigged. They stole it from Trump in 2020. Now, exactly the flip side is happening, where Trump wants to provoke an insurrection by the left. So in other words, Trump took the same idea from the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police from 2020 or 2021, and Trump is deploying that exact same strategy against the left, and the left is falling for it. So I'm trying to help explain what this means and where it's going. When you see these masked ICE agents dragging people out of their cars and, you know, beating an old lady on the street or whatever they're doing, you know, tackling an American kid who's a cashier at Target, throwing him to the ground, body slamming him, making him bleed, and then letting him go a few minutes later when they realize he's actually an American. None of these things are accidents. It's clear to me that ICE agents have been given orders to be overly aggressive, to provoke anger and hatred from the left. And this is why these ICE agents are told to wear masks. Because anytime a group is wearing masks, you know, you saw it from the left, you saw it from Antifa, it's because they're provocateurs and they don't want to be identified. ICE is doing the same thing right now. So ICE has become really a provocateur psyop. They're not just out there to remove illegals. And for the record, I agree that we have to remove illegals. I have no problem with that, because I support strong borders and I support our ability as a nation to say no to immigrants if we don't want them to come in. Even though I'm pro-immigration in terms of legal immigration. But what ICE agents are actually doing right now is way beyond enforcing laws about the border or illegal immigration. What they are doing is provocateur operations. They want to be on video doing crazy things to Americans. They want to be seen as violating the civil rights of Americans, because Trump wants the left to attempt an uprising. And why? Because it's going to play right into the Insurrection Act. And right on cue, Trump just announced that he may have to invoke the Insurrection Act in Minnesota because of the lawlessness on the streets. And there was an incident that just happened the other night where a bunch of the left-wing protesters, apparently they broke into some ICE vehicles and ripped the in-vehicle safe out and took, I think they took weapons and ammo and some IDs and things like that. And that was bait. That was put there to let them do that so that Trump could say, oh, look how bad they are. Okay? So again, there's no difference between Republicans and Democrats. Really, at the end of the day, it's the same uniparty. But they fight with each other as factions within the uniparty. But they use the exact same tactics on each other. So this is a left-wing tactic that Trump is using against the left. You know, it's kind of like judo or something, you know? And the left is falling for it. They are falling for it. And every leftist podcaster and influencer right now is screaming that, oh my God, you know, Trump, the tyrant, and, you know, he's harming Americans and threatening Americans and shooting. One guy got shot in the leg and one kid got his eye shot out or something with a non-lethal weapon. Maybe it was a paintball or something. And the left is running with this, which is exactly what Trump wants them to do. And why? Why? Because at the end of the day, this is an election year. The midterm elections are coming up. Not that far away now. What? 10 months or something. A little over 10 months. And Trump knows what you and I know, which is that the Democrats are absolutely going to cheat in the midterm elections. They're going to cheat every way they can because they are cheaters. The only way they stay in power is by cheating. You know what they're going to do, the same thing they did in 2020, the same thing they do in every midterm election. They're going to just cheat and cheat and cheat until they get the numbers they want and then claim victory. And then they're going to control the House and the Senate. And then they're going to use the House to impeach Trump. And then they're going to use the Senate to try to convict him, but they won't have a two-thirds majority. So that won't work. But they're going to run the House and run the investigations. And what the Trump group fears is investigations into the crypto shenanigans of the Trump family, because there's a lot of insider trading that's going on there. Oh, yeah. So a lot of things that could be prosecuted. And so what Trump wants to do is make sure the Democrats can't cheat in the election. And that's a goal that I agree with. Yeah, we have to make sure the Democrats can't cheat. How do you do that? You have the military count the votes. And how do you have the military count the votes? Well, you have to have a national emergency to where you deploy the military, especially in blue cities. Huh. Starting to see how this comes together now? So what you do is what's happening right now. You send out ICE agents with masks to harass the people in blue cities. You know, beat them up, throw them on the ground, pull them out of their vehicles, shoot them. You know, punch them in the face and make sure it's all caught on video. Okay? Shoot them like they shot Renee Good. I mean, that guy was trigger happy, you know? That shot was not necessary. She was on her way out of that situation, from what I saw. But ICE is being told clearly to provoke all of this and cause a left-wing uprising just in time for the Insurrection Act and the deployment of soldiers before the midterm election. Now, importantly, you're not going to see soldiers nationwide in every city and every town, and especially not in rural areas, because remember, the point of the soldiers being on the ground is to count the votes. And even, I would say, to count the votes honestly. You know, if the election is honest, the Democrats lose. Trump doesn't have to cheat in the election, in other words, to have the GOP do well, because most Americans absolutely hate the Democrats. And yeah, a lot of Americans hate what Trump is doing right now, but most of those people were never going to vote conservative anyway. So you have the military count the votes. You have the military watch. You have the military make sure there's no ballot stuffing at 3 a.m, etc. And that's how Trump defends his power base in the House and the Senate for 2 more years. And there's a very good chance that this is going to work. Meanwhile, if Trump wants to, he could completely dismantle the Democrat money laundering campaign finance fraud machine. Some of that is happening. After all, USAID was dismantled, and Trump and his crew are exposing the situation in Minnesota with the Somali, childcare leering center, massive fraud. And no, I don't think Nick Shirley just stumbled across this story and spontaneously just became an overnight sensation just by chance. No. This story was handed to Nick Shirley. I'm convinced of it. It's obvious. And it was timed. It was timed for this exact reason. So Nick Shirley is playing a part in this series of events, planned events, to cause a left-wing insurrection. Not nationwide, because leftists don't live everywhere. They mostly live in their blue cities. And that's where this is going to be focused. And that's where the troops will be focused. So if you don't live in a left-wing city, you're not really going to be dealing with troops in your face every day. You'll see a lot of videos of ICE agents, dressed up like government goons and thugs and, beating people. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of that because that's on purpose. But they're not going to come to a rural county and start, you know, beating up Christian conservatives, little old ladies going to the grocery store. They're going to reserve those activities for the blue cities, because that's where they need the uprising. Now, remember, the more violent the left gets, the better this works for Trump. So if leftists, and many of them are already talking about things like, oh, we got to shoot, you know, shoot these agents and send them home in body bags and, you know, nonsense like that. You notice that all that is allowed? It's allowed on TikTok. Huh. I wonder why. You notice on TikTok, you can't criticize Israel, but you can call for shooting ICE agents. Yeah, why is that? Because it's all by design. Same thing on X. You can see lots and lots of videos. You can share videos on X that have leftists calling for, you know, killing ICE agents. That would never be allowed if they were videos of, let's say, Israel bombing children in Gaza. Oh, that's not allowed. But in this case, X got the memo. Elon Musk is complying and allowing X to promote videos calling for violence against government agents. Again, all by design. So this is allowed on YouTube. You see? You get the picture? This is allowed everywhere because it's all about incitement of the violence. And to some extent, it will work. There will be some lone wolf leftists who think they're like woke Rambo or something. You know, instead of a headband, it'll be like a rainbow. What do they call them? A rainbow scrunchie on their man bun, Rambo, you know, that kind of person who will think that he can shoot up a bunch of government agents or something. He'll run around with an AR-15. And fortunately for all of us, leftists are really horrible with firearms and they can barely hit anything. But nevertheless, this is exactly what Trump wants. He wants left-wing violence. He wants a mass shooting carried out by a radical leftist that can be captured on video. And then Trump can say, look, man, it's getting bad out there. The left, they're running a civil war now. They're shooting and killing federal agents. We're going to have to deploy the military. We're going to have to deploy the Insurrection Act in 25 major cities, making sure that those cities include the swing states, you know, the cities that count the votes for the swing states, which also includes Minnesota, obviously. Go figure. Or really, I mean, any state where it's a tight race, because, you know, swing states don't matter as much in the midterms as they do during a presidential election year, but they still matter in terms of control of the House and the Senate. The goal of all of this is to really depict the radical left as insane lunatics, which they are, and to use that to crack down on the left. Now, again, this is a left-wing tactic. This was what was used against Trump and conservatives by the Biden administration. So the suckers in all this are the people who go along with it or who are sort of hoodwinked into joining these violent protests or committing acts of violence against others. Those are the people who are the useful idiots. So if you're a leftist listening to this and you get so angry at Trump that you're dumb enough to pick up a gun and run around and try to shoot somebody, you're playing right into Trump's hands. It's exactly what he wants. It was the same thing under Biden. If you were a conservative and you were angry enough to pick up a gun and try to, you know, shoot government agents at that time, that's exactly what the Democrats wanted. They wanted to paint you as domestic terrorists. And they did. And the media went along with it. Although, of course, right now the media is siding with the left and not with Trump, as is usually the case. So my advice to everyone is to don't be a fool. Don't get suckered into these kinds of actions. Don't join violent protests. Don't bring weapons. I mean, of course, you have the right to peacefully protest. You know, walk around with a sign. You know, a sign like Trump can kiss my rump. You know, just whatever. And by the way, nobody cares about your stupid sign. But at least you're not being a violent terrorist, you know. But if you come to these groups or protests with weapons, or you think you're joining some, you know, uprising resistance group that thinks they're going to take over and they're going to conquer Washington, D.C., and they're going to arrest Trump, and we're going to go, you know, tomorrow. Yeah, that's a Fed operation, by the way. You're being recruited to be arrested and thrown in prison. So enjoy your long sentence for stupidity for taking part in such an action. Now, some cities will burn during all of this. Well, some portions of some cities will burn. There will be some domestic disruptions. But overall, it actually won't interfere that much with a lot of operations in the United States because they're not located in the blue cities. So remember, this is going to be a very local type of disruption event in the blue cities. Most Americans will be able to just continue life as usual. And although they might see reports of this on, you know, YouTube or the news or wherever, the truth is it's not really harshly impacting most people's lives. Yeah, some of the images are going to be shocking. Yeah, there's going to be bloodshed in America. Absolutely. Yeah, there's going to be left-wing terrorists who start doing crazy, insane, violent things. And yeah, there's going to be violence from ICE agents who are going to beat innocent Americans in order to, you know, provoke this violence. Yeah, you're going to see all that. But those are going to be really small, relatively small events that are amplified by videos and media and social media. And it's not going to be a day-to-day life type of situation for most Americans. So my advice is focus on your freedom, grow your own food, stack gold and silver because the currency is going to shit. Get yourself informed, gain skills, learn new things, use our free book creation engine at brightlearn.ai. You know, create the books you want, learn whatever you want, do these things, and don't go to the riots. Don't go to the protests. Don't get involved in revolts or uprisings or resistance movements. And also, for me, I was like, don't even bother voting because it doesn't even seem to matter. But whatever, you know, vote if you want to. I think I'm done with that. You know, be smart and we'll see what happens. Now, as I said earlier, it's clear that we live under a uniparty, so the outcome of the election doesn't really matter as much as you might think. It matters to the factions. It matters to Trump and his family. Because if the Democrats ever get back in power, Trump's people are going to jail for a long time. The Democrats will make sure of it. So the real game for Trump and his people is to absolutely make sure that Democrats never win an election again. And that's actually possible to achieve. And in some ways, America would be much better off if Democrats never win an election again because they hate America. They want to destroy this country, and they're insane. They still think men can have babies. For example, they still think mutilating children's genitalia is medicine or healthcare. They're completely insane. So I wouldn't mind if Democrats never win an election again. But if they do, Trump's family's going to prison. That's for sure. So that's what this is. This is a faction warfare action. Gosh, that almost rhymes. Faction action that just involves deploying certain acts of escalated violence and sort of recruiting the public to take part in this great theatrical grandstanding operation to make sure the Democrats can't cheat in the election. That's what's happening. Okay, so once you understand that, yeah, maybe you can be a little less freaked out about it. Just buy gold and silver, grow your own food, get off grid, get out of the freaking cities, you're going to be okay. And, you know, America's toast anyway, by the way, the empire's toast, the dollar's about to collapse, the, you know, the rule of law doesn't even exist. Trump doesn't even follow the rule of law anymore. I mean, even if Trump stays in power for now, the empire collapses before long anyway. So the real goal is for you to safely navigate all of that. Make sure you're as self-reliant as possible. Make sure you've got your own money supply, i.e. gold and silver and private crypto like Zano or Monero, for example. Get off grid. That's how you're going to survive this. because the big collapse is coming. It may be years away, but it's coming. The dollar will not survive this. And the United States of America, as we know it, will not exist much longer. It's just about done. But this chaos that you're seeing right now, this is not the grand finale. That's not what this is. This is a small little bit part in the lead up to the grand finale. So keep it all in context and don't panic. All right. Thanks for listening. Take care. Okay. This is pretty rare, but we have an overstock sale at healthrangerstore.com on just a few products, but some of them our customers really love. So let me show those to you. Right now, you can save 40%, a very limited supply of the super protein formulations, both the regular and the chocolate that you can see there, as well as apple slices and mango slices in a really great individual format, great for travel, and the collagen joint support stick packs for an instant drink mix with blackcurrant in there, by the way, also. The situation is we overproduced these because we had to purchase very large lots of very specific ingredients, and it's probably my fault. My team was asking me, well, you know, we have all these ingredients. It's probably going to produce too much. Should we just produce it anyway? I said, yes, just overproduce it. And if we end up with too much, then we'll just offer a discount to our customers. And that's what we're doing right now. So these products are labeled to expire a few months from now. But I don't know if you know this, we store all of our products in an environmentally controlled, climate controlled, air conditioned environment that is fully insulated. The entire building is fully insulated. And the dirty little secret of the supplements and superfoods industry is that most products are stored in warehouses that get way crazy hot, especially during the summer months. And that can be true at, you know, even Amazon or other major fulfillment houses. They're not, the different warehouses are not always or rarely actually climate controlled. So our products have actually a longer actual shelf life compared to most products, but the FDA limits us. We can only put a certain amount of time on the product. And that amount of time is coming up in a few months for these products, even though realistically they can be used for much longer safely. So that's the situation. So, hey, we overproduced. You get it at 40% off, and you get to help support us and acquire these really amazing products. So here it is, organic super protein, the chocolate formula. This is based on the Boku superfood formulation. And let me just show you here. If you scroll down, let me show you the ingredients because it's like, oh my goodness, look at all the stuff that goes into this. I mean, it's not easy to source like organic Sacha Inchi protein powder and carob powder and then cranberry flour. Cacao sometimes can be difficult, you know, etc. So this is just one of the products. There are others here. Sourcing is becoming more difficult because of supply chains and tariffs and things like that. And very often we just have to buy larger lots than what we want to buy. So anyway, our loss is your gain for right now, while supplies last. It's a pretty limited supply, so take advantage of it. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/overstock. healthrangerstore.com/overstock. And you'll see the products that are on sale 40% off while supplies last. And it's a very limited supply right now. It's just these, five products at the moment. Many other products we can't keep in stock, you know, because there's so much demand for clean food and clean supplements and lab tested products. And I can't wait, by the way, to show you our new lab. It's up and running. It looks awesome. I've shown a couple of people the lab so far. They're just blown away. I'm going to give you a video tour with all our new equipment, you know, all the mass spec equipment, the ICP-MS, the triple quads, the single quad, the gas chromatography, the ion chromatography. We've got a number of instruments there. I'm going to walk you through some of the sample prep and some of the testing that we do, because nobody is as committed to clean food as we are. Nobody in the world. We do more testing than anyone, period. End of story. Mic drop. We just flat out do more testing for glyphosate, for heavy metals, for aflatoxins, for microbiology, and many other things, depending on, like atrazine, depending on the product. So super clean food, super clean supplements. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com for all the regular products. And then if you want the overstock sale price products while they last, that's healthrangerstore.com/overstock. And thank you for your support.